Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure tracking well off the eastern seaboard has pushed some high to mid-level clouds through parts of interior New York and New England, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and into central and southern New England. Clouds will be thickest, although sunshine will continue to mix in through the afternoon. Farther to the north, along the I-88 corridor and the greater Capital District points north and east into Vermont, we will have a gradual mix of sun and clouds with mainly high thin clouds around. And farther north in the Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including the Champlain Valley, mostly sunny skies today. A northwesterly wind flow will persist today, keeping temperatures cooler than yesterday's values and on average topping out in the lower and middle 50s. The wind will tend to relax tonight and skies will be partly cloudy and it'll be chilly to open up the day with low temperatures in the lower to mid 30s by Tuesday morning. The next front has a little more moisture to work with and it is a more powerful front pushing through the Great Lakes. It'll arrive in our area during the day on Tuesday with cloudy skies and a good chance of showers. Depending on how much instability develops along with this front, we could even see a few scattered thunderstorms, some of which could produce some hefty wind gusts during Tuesday afternoon. Either way, it looks like temperatures will push into the mid-50s out ahead of this front, while behind the front, we'll go back to sunny skies and a chilly breeze with highs in the mid-40s on Wednesday. Clouds will increase again on Thursday with another system approaching, but it will stay dry and highs in the lower 50s before we bring the chance of showers back into the region on Friday. High temperatures will push back into the lower 50s on Friday afternoon. Right now, it looks like it'll stay in the 50s for the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and a new system bringing us a chance of showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern across the U.S. will continue to support an active storm track across the southern tier states. To the north, a cold front will drop out of Canada and bring another round of light wintry mixed precipitation across the Great Lakes today. By tomorrow, rain and some thunderstorms will exit as far south as the central Appalachians. And a mix of rain and snow is forecast to track across parts of the western United States from California through the central Rockies for the next couple of days, where accumulating snow is expected at the higher elevations. This is in response to yet another upper-level trough moving into the southwest from the Pacific Ocean, and will set the stage for another low to develop over the southern high plains tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to expand eastward into the southern plains as snow continues across the higher elevations of Colorado. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 6 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the upper 50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 93, set in 1941, and the record low, 19, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:05 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clouds mixing with sunshine today and highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-50s. Mostly sunny and breezy on Wednesday in the mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday in the lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Saturday, and a chance of showers back into the mid-50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.